Fox Markets podcast with Justin Waite.
And joining me on the podcast for his three stocks moving in 3 minutes on news, it's Zach. And Zach, you reveal a fact to me there that Elvis died on this day in 1977, was it?
Yes, yes, he was my personal trainer, and it really was quite a blow on that day. You know, I've got over it now. I do, you know, do the jogging and everything else, but you know, it was upsetting at the time.
Yeah, did he not jog with you? Because I think that's half the problem, wasn't it?
I think metaphorically he's still jogging with me, but okay. No, unfortunately he's no longer on the same spiritual plane.
I think by the looks of you and him, your physicality, it looks like he gave you a piggy, or you gave him a piggyback probably. While he was eating a burger.
Yes. So run, is Zach, this three run. Stocks in 3 minutes, or is this Elvis?
Oh, sorry, yeah.
My life with Elvis.
Okay, so the first stock, let me just find it here. It was, I'm trying to find it. Sorry, Zach, bear with me.
Armadale Capital.
Please hold, caller. Armadale Capital, ACP, geological mapping conducted at the company's recently acquired high-grade Mahenge Liando graphite project in southeast Tanzania has confirmed extensive areas of graphite mineralization.
I like a bit of graphite mineralization early in the morning.
I've heard that, yeah.
So the chart looks, we've had the turnaround. I like this sort of slow turnaround. We had the gap down in May. After that, we tried to regroup higher, low in June, even with the Brexit dip that the market had. And then support coming in at and above the 50-day moving average of 2.13. Since then, we've had a gap through the 20-day moving average, you know, like my gaps through near-term moving averages. So above 2p, I'm looking for a top of May price channel target at 3.75 over the next month or so.
Marvellous. Motive Bio, MTFB, second quarter and half year results, financial results, and they talked about it, they deferred their proposed public offering at the on the NASDAQ, so that's the big news really. But they're still engaging with investors.
That was horrible. How can they do that? There was such a good chart until the first week of August. So
doesn't this show? Look, I'm typing into my chart here, and I've got Motive Bio on the NASDAQ option, LSE or OTC. But doesn't that just show that fundamentals can break technicals? Of course.
Well, I think that is correct and very correct. But actually, the if you can see the gap down, there was a gap down through the 10-day average last week, or just, you know, a few days ago. So that showed, I mean, that at least you had a signal that, you know, it's there's a turnaround there. So I suppose if you're buying at 60, you're out at 55 or, you know, 50, something like that. So, you know, that was the warning.
Yes, okay. All right. Is that done now?
No, it's not done. There's a line of support there from January running through 42p. And if you are clinging on there, that would be the line that needs to hold. So 42p. Otherwise, I think we're going to a new lower leg below 40.
Okay, W Resources, WRES, has secured financing and tungsten offtake package to be used towards stage one production at the La Parrilla tungsten project.
La Parrilla.
So, exactly.
Right. That's all I know. The Spanish, a little bit of Spanish pronunciation. Gap up above the 50-day moving average at 0.39p, which is very healthy. Hopefully today we'll close above the 200-day moving average at 0.48, which would be a double signal, let's say. And after that, above the 200-day line, I'm looking for 0.7, which is the top of a rising February trend channel. Stop loss, the 50-day line at 0.39.
Marvellous, Zach, as always, marvellous, and get back on it, yeah?
Thank you.
The Fox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite.